Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Philip Gray is a canon law expert with the St. Joseph's Foundation, joining us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. Buffalo Bishop Michael Fisher is going to Rome next month to meet with Vatican officials. He's traveling with the diocese COO, Richard Soucan. Philip, what is your take on these meetings? Is this normal or ordinary?
No, it's not normal or ordinary. It's ordinary for a bishop to personally consult with Rome if he has concerns. The whole purpose of the Roman dicasteries is to help a bishop in his ministry within the church. But it's not normal for a bishop to publicize that he's going to Rome with the COO and his vicar general in order to discuss the pastoral plan. That's just not a normal thing.
Would the Buffalo, and I'm wondering if, because this is not, Buffalo's situation is not completely unique, right? There's been a lot of other dioceses in bankruptcy, a lot of other settlements to be paid. Have those bishops met with the Pope before? Have they been summoned to the Vatican or requested a visit with the Vatican before? What is the precedent for this?
Well, I'm not aware that others have been summoned to the Vatican to discuss, or that they've chosen to go to the Vatican with their top tier consultors to discuss these pastoral plans. I'm not aware of that. It may have happened. They may not have announced it. They may have kept it close to their vest. But certainly, I'm not aware of it. But there is something pretty unique about how Bishop Fisher and the Diocese of Buffalo has handled their Chapter 11. Chapter 11s within the Catholic Dioceses of the United States actually are rather new. This is a rather new phenomenon. In the past, they handled the sex abuse crisis or any major lawsuit situation very, very differently. And now they're going into these Chapter 11 situations to try to resolve them. But what makes this so unique with Buffalo is that I think Bishop Fisher has pulled in all these parishes and expected them to pay, and that's actually completely contrary to canon law. And the Vatican said that in their recent decision. The Vatican made it very clear, Bishop Fisher, that he cannot use parish monies to pay sex abuse lawsuits. He made that very clear.
Well, do you think that that's what this meeting will be about? And what about parishes who've already paid up?
It's very possible that that's what this meeting is about. It's possible that they're going to try to set parameters for him. I really don't know. The church officials have their own approaches, and I don't want to second guess what's going to happen in Rome. They're going to be very respectful of him. I know that. They'll be very respectful of any bishop that either they call over or that they that invites himself over. But I really don't know what will turn out. I do believe it's going to be about the pastoral plan and what he's doing with all this money. There's been a lot of outcry from the people. Rome has received a lot of letters, a lot of communications. So I'm sure that it's going to be about the pastoral plan.
Is this simply the bishop going and saying, hey, I know that there have been letters to the Vatican. I know what's going on in the Diocese of Buffalo. And him saying, I'm going to proactively explain exactly what we're doing here so that it's not, you know, if I am summoned to a meeting with the Pope, I'm not, you know, on my heels, so to speak.
That's very, very possible. If you understand how Christ established his church and the apostles being the first bishops and all bishops being their successors, church doctrine is that a bishop is a vicar of Christ. He rules his diocese as a vicar of Christ. So there seem to be all bishops and even the cardinals who are bishops are equals. Now, the Pope obviously has significant authority. His authority is immediate. It's absolute over the Catholic Church. And a bishop's is not. A bishop's authority is limited. And it's limited in many, many, many ways. For example, he cannot take money from a parish and unilaterally take it for the diocese for purposes like a sex abuse lawsuit. He can't do that. The both the divine law and the ecclesiastical laws moderate what he can and cannot do. So him going to Rome, he's going to be seen as a vicar of Christ. They're going to see him as an equal on their plane. Many bishops are appointed as members of these dicasteries. I'm not aware that Bishop Fisher has been appointed as a member of any dicastery, and simply that means that they go to Rome regularly to be consulted on certain matters involving that particular office. So if he were, say, a member of the Dicastery for Doctrine of the Faith and their marriage section, then he may go over and be consulted on matters of the marriage processes they handle, which are called favor of the faith cases. And he might go over once a month, once every 2 months, and just be part of that discussion. I'm not aware that he's a member of any of the dicasteries. He could be, but him going over is going to be seen as a brother bishop. And if he is asked to come over, they're going to listen to him. They're going to give him as frank advice as they can, and they're going to send him home. And it's possible that he is asked to go over because he knows the outcry and he's trying to somehow influence the outcome of these decisions that are happening in Rome. That's very, very possible. That's very possible. It's also possible that he was called to Rome because the officials there are seeing that he is overstepping his bounds and they want to put him back into the normative administrative actions of the church.
All right. Well, Philip, thank you so much for joining us and bringing some light on this. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.